Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Even though it might not be dominating the headlines today, the Great Resignation is still underway, and it looks like it's only going to increase as the years go by. It's 2:50. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Our next guest, he knows a little something about this. Desmond Dickerson is the Director of Future of Work Marketing at Microsoft. How are you today, Desmond?
Hey there. I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. People are leaving the workforce in droves. Is it mostly retirement age people or people that are close to retirement?
So I'm glad you asked that. Folks aren't actually leaving the workforce. It's more of a reshuffling, right? They're leaving their jobs, but going to other jobs or moving into freelance work opportunities. And really the main thing they're seeking is greater flexibility.
And of course, the pandemic is what led to this. I think people had a chance to evaluate what they were doing, how much time they spent commuting, whether they were really doing something they love or they could be making a bigger impact in another career. Is that some of the research you've come across?
Yeah, that is the research we're seeing. So, of course, the pandemic led to a ton of folks that are working remotely. And what we've seen is that 80% of employees are saying that they're just as productive or even more so since going remote, right? So they want to make sure they're able to retain some of the flexibility that allows them to work in that way or even moving into a hybrid work environment as well.
And has Microsoft always allowed that, or were they on that before the rest of us?
Right. A really good question. I think that there's been folks working remotely or in hybrid ways here at Microsoft for a very long time. But what we're focused on now is moving into this hybrid work environment and making sure that it happens at the team level, right? So empowering managers to make sure they know what their team needs to succeed and being able to make those decisions in a way that's not just one blanket statement or one blanket rule, but something that works on an individual level.
You identify yourself as a futurist, and obviously you're in marketing. What do you think the future holds for people in the 40, 50, 60 age range and the way they work and what we're seeing change in the workplace?
Right. I think some of the changes I'm anticipating will be around well-being, right? That, I think that's one of the biggest things that's emerging. 53% of employees are saying they're more likely to prioritize health and well-being over work than they were before the pandemic. So I think that's agnostic to age, you know, but it could be even more relevant. If folks are older, they're going to make those decisions that are best for them. Maybe that means changing the way they work, not necessarily retirement, but, you know, changing their work patterns so they can embrace a more healthy lifestyle.
And this Great Resignation, what kind of impact is that having on American commerce?
Right. Yeah, it's exciting times for many, but it's tumultuous for others, right? All of us have been to a restaurant or a grocery chain where we're saying maybe there's not enough people in there that are working. You know, folks are kind of cycling through jobs and trying to figure out what works best for them. So that's one of the big challenges. But one of the great opportunities, and this is especially for folks in the Chicagoland area or throughout the Midwest, right? As the Great Resignation carries on, folks are demanding greater flexibility. And that means flexibility in when they work or where they work. So there's no more of this kind of, you know, coastal bias where you've got to be in New York or you've got to be in California to get a good job. You know, now this means that, you know, the talent that's in Chicago, the talent that's elsewhere in the Midwest, they can thrive because they can demand the type of flexibility to work where they want to work.
The concern with that being in Chicago is that these offices are not filled. And when the offices are not filled, the restaurants are not filled and businesses go under, especially mom and pops who support the workforce in Chicago, whether that's, you know, the guy that fixes your shoe or the dry cleaners or the variety of businesses that we find in the pedways throughout Chicago. And we're still not up to where we were pre-pandemic. So the impact is not just about what's happening in the office, but when people are working remotely, it impacts the whole city.
Right, right. I think part of that is that, you know, overall there's been, you know, inflation and financial squeezes that everyone is dealing with. And while the downtown core areas may be seeing less foot traffic, you know, now there's new opportunities that are emerging for folks that are living and working maybe in the suburbs. You know, maybe there's new businesses that are able to spring up and support them wherever they happen to be working.
And do you think there's a push from many businesses that they want people in person back in office? What does your research show? What are you seeing at Microsoft?
Right. So we're seeing that, you know, there are some businesses that want to see folks, you know, working in the office, and, you know, others that are embracing this hybrid environment, which we're doing as well. We're also seeing kind of at the manager level, some of the challenges that are emerging, where 74% of managers are saying they don't have the influence or they don't have the resources to even make these changes. So there's a bit of a squeeze in that kind of middle section of who's making the decisions versus who has the opportunity to enforce those decisions and make it, bring it to fruition with their teams.
What do you think happens to the economy when Walmart's paying truck drivers $100,000 a year? And, you know, I've got a college kid making $20 an hour just working as a retail clerk.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And, you know, over time, folks will start to gravitate towards the opportunities that pay them best. Maybe that's a truck driver, or maybe that's, you know, learning new skills. You know, we're seeing a lot of the excitement for these frontline workers to figure out how can they leverage technology in new ways? How can they be educated about new opportunities that allow them to advance in their careers? So I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with, you know, Walmart choosing to pay truck drivers even more. I think it's just a matter of other employers have to figure out how best can they serve their employees in a way that allows them to better serve their customers.
And Desmond, before I let you go, as the Director of Future of Work Marketing at Microsoft, what is your daily job about? I mean, what are the goals that are set before you in that kind of a role?
Yeah, it's a pretty fun role. So a big part of what I do is help not only Microsoft, but all the customers we're serving understand the trends that we're seeing every day in the marketplace, making sense of those trends, and then navigating an ever-evolving workplace. And as we all know, with, you know, technology and societal changes, it feels like it's happening faster and faster. So a big part of my job is just make sense of those changes and be a trusted guide for that. And as we all move forward, I think the biggest key for all of us, you know, when we're working with leadership at these companies, is just understanding how do we co-create the future of work, a future of work that has empathy on both sides, but still allows us to meet our business needs.
Because it's wide open at this point, and there are many new paths to be discovered. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Steve's got the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then Will Perdue, former Chicago Bulls player, joins us right here on 720. WGN.